From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, March 26th at 8:55. And we have Brian Stark on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. We have a mixed market to start this Wednesday morning. Current May corn futures are trading up a penny and a half at 4.59 and a quarter. July corn is up a penny and a quarter at 4.66 and a half. New crop December 25 corn futures down a quarter cent at 4.48 and three quarters. Looking at soybeans, May soybeans currently trading 4 1/4 cents higher on the day at 10.06. July soybeans up 4 cents at 10.19 and a half. And new crop November 25 bean futures up 3.5 cents at $10.10. Finally, looking at the wheat market, May wheat futures are currently up a penny and a quarter at 5.44 and a half. And new crop July 25 wheat futures are up 3/4 of a cent at 5.60 and a half. The last week or so, the farmers have in our East Central Illinois, West Central Indiana area have turned their attention towards field work preparation ahead of planting here next month. Given that, grain movement has really slowed down and basis continues to rally to encourage more movement into the end user as they try and cover their needs as the farmer's focus turns away from hauling grain. We also have a major USDA government report coming up this coming Monday, March 31st. This is the annual acreage intentions that farmers intend to plant here this 2025 growing season, as well as the second quarterly stocks report, which is generally a big swing that the trade has to try and figure out how our consumption has gone the first 6 months of the marketing year. A lot of information will come out and give us direction in the market, both on the futures side and basis from that report. And so the market will continue to trade sideways here the next few trading sessions as we prepare for that information to be released. We look forward to talking to you next week. This has been Brian with your morning market update.
Thanks so much, Brian. Have a good rest of your day. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.